mobile sale.
Hello, Downhurst. Well, you know what? An irony happened. I heard him holler my last name, and our appointment was for 10 to see the nurse and then 10:30 for the doctor. And I guess another guy with the same name, last name, walked in about that time within about 10 seconds. And so they just let us sit there and sit there and sit there. So I finally went up and asked a nurse. She said she'd go back and ask a nurse. And then when she went back, nobody was there. So I went up to the desk again and asked that guy, and he was a real nice gentleman, and he said, I'll send a message back. But that's what happened, and the nurse was very apologetic about it, but they let us sit there an hour waiting.
I've gotten caught into things like that before, and it can screw you up your schedule. And, well, but since you're back out on the road, I guess they've decided you're going to live a while longer.
I absolutely do not like this doctor, but he was okay today. At least he showed up. Last time he called out, they call it. And, I'm telling you. But at any rate, everything checked out all right. My good cholesterol was a little bit low, just a tiny bit, but that's the only discrepancy in the blood test.
That's good. Things aren't too bad. And I'll wait till tomorrow and try to make my way over to see you sometime in the morning. I'll call you and talk to you later. But just getting back down here, and still haven't had lunch or anything yet, and I still got to run by and talk to the folks at my dental place. They sent me a thing this morning, says, by the way, we understand you've been having problems, but, you know, we've been having problems, but, and we're so sorry about it, but hopefully everything will get worked out soon. So, you know, that's the message I got from them today.
Is their system back up?
I don't know about that. I'll find out when I go down here to their office, but it said that things weren't still, you know, they hadn't called me, and they were supposed to call me when it came back up and let me know.
I don't know. I think I'd be hunting for another dentist. That seems far too long for an IT problem.
Unfortunately, my insurance covers it here at this place, and it's already partially paid. And, in fact, the insurance is already paid for the work that's being done. I just need to get it finished so I can get out of it. But then I'll maybe, before I have to have any more done, I may look for someone else.
I wouldn't blame you. good thing you're not in pain, is all I can say.
It's over. I'm just down to waiting to get the permanent one. So, and because of the way they've got to scan you, take the pictures of your mouth to make sure it all is the right size and everything else, you know, they do a scan of it, and that's how they determine what everything is, get the measurements right. So, anyway, but I'm going to go down here, and right next door to them is a Chipotle restaurant, and I'm going to pick me up something there and take it home and eat lunch at home instead of trying to eat there. But I could. But anyway, so that's what I'm about to do here in a minute, is make the turn into there and see what I can do about getting in without getting run over.
We just saw one of those Montana or something travel trailers turn in front of us. That thing had a fifth wheel and six tires under it, Rusty. Montana Tall or something like that. It was real tall. And it took quite a truck to pull it. But, gee, Manny, I don't think I'd want to do that.
Nice units when you get those units like that and all. They run about, somewhere around $65,000 to $75,000. And you got to have at least a dually with one of the bigger engines in it, because you're not going to pull it with one of the smaller duallys. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, it was a big dually. And he turned her on St. Mark Road down towards where George lives down that way. The I can't remember his last name now. He's a real smart engineer, an older fella that was in the Greer Club. But I haven't went in quite a while. We're just passing Josie's over here, the little restaurant, and taking the shortcut if I can dodge all the holes on this road.
Be careful out there. I've arrived where I need to arrive, and I'm going to go in here and talk to these people and then walk next door and order me some lunch to take home. And I'll talk to you later, Tom. N0TRW2T.
Have a good day and a good lunch, and be safe out there. W2T N0TR Mobile.